I'm Haley Parnell, the Campbell County reporter, and this is your Link Media News in brief for April 28th, 2023. Wholesale produce packer and distributor Castellini is expanding their Wilder facility with a $16.6 million investment. The expansion plans include adding a 36,000 square foot industrial freezer and installing pick-to-light order technology. Castellini leadership said they want to increase the facility's capabilities and efficiency. Quote, "We are excited about what this investment in our Wilder facility means for both the growth of Castellini and for the people of Northern Kentucky," Bob Castellini, chairman of Castellini, said. "Our new freezer warehouse and order picking technology will allow us to continue to be a leader in the perishable third-party logistics industry." Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear touted the investment's impact on the local economy and job market. Overall, it's projected to create 180 full-time jobs, with 128 expected to go to Kentucky residents. Quote, "Manufacturing and distribution and logistics are both crucial sectors in Kentucky, and companies like Castellini expanding their operations adds to the growth we're seeing," Beshear said. Campbell County leaders Judge Executive Steve Pendry and Wilder Mayor Valerie Jones attended Beshear's announcement, thanking Castellini for their investment into the community. Quote, "This is an exciting day for the city of Wilder. Castellini Company is a valued employer in the city of Wilder, and we welcome the new, good-paying jobs being created for our residents and the broader community," Jones said. Wilder is well-positioned for manufacturing companies with ideal proximity to the highway system in Northern Kentucky. A Covington police officer accused of sexually harassing two female employees has been suspended without pay for 30 days. The Board of Commissioners decided Jason Hartzler will also be demoted one rank at a hearing Wednesday, which lasted from 5:30 p.m. until about 1 a.m. Thursday morning. The hearing followed a police internal affairs investigation into incidents involving Hartzler in December 2022 and January 2023, according to a statement from the City of Covington. Hartzler requested that the hearing be open to the public, according to a statement from the city. Personnel matters are normally heard in private. Quote, "The City of Covington and its police department will not tolerate inappropriate behavior by its employees." 10 witnesses testified at the hearing where Hartzler was found to have violated internal police policies related to the unbecoming conduct and the behavior of employees in the work environment they create. Rent affordability in Covington and other river cities was the primary focus of comments at a public hearing in Covington on Tuesday night. The hearing was related to two different federal funding programs designed to alleviate housing problems. The Community Development Block Grant Program and Home Investment Partnerships during the upcoming fiscal year, which begins on July 1st. Funding for both programs comes from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, more commonly known as HUD. Quote, "This hearing is part of our citizens' participation process, which is a process outlined to engage the public in our planning efforts for our HUD grants," said Covington Community Development Manager Jeremy Wallace at the beginning of the hearing. Wallace gave an overview of the programs before members of the public spoke. As an entitlement city, Covington automatically receives allocations of HUD money to fund affordable housing initiatives and community development measures every year. The Community Development Block Grant program aims to address issues of economic development, infrastructure improvement, literacy education, and other community issues with grants to community organizations that are mostly nonprofits. The Home Investment Partnership program works similarly, but focuses more on increasing home ownership. The HOME program also includes a consortium of five other cities in the region: Bellevue, Dayton, Erlanger, Ludlow, and Newport. Although these cities are also entitlement cities like Covington, Covington is in charge of managing the program. According to Wallace, the comments he'd received so far fell into a handful of reoccurring categories, including affordable housing, especially rentals, house rehab and historical preservation, infrastructure improvements, and improvements to parks and other green space. Those were your top stories of the day, Northern Kentucky. Learn more about these stories and everything else going on in your community at linkny.com. Happy Friday, and thank you for listening.